Iowa Apocrypha, Same-Sex Marriage is Really Legal in Iowa, by Shia Frathadon, read by Rhea314. It's Friday, and Rodney's still sleeping when the news hits the wires, buried beneath the duvet with an abandon of a man who survived two all-nighters in the name of physics and genius, and who now claims the slumber that's overdue. John's been up for hours, shepherding Mary to daycare, Finn to school, fixing the hinge on the screen door that Finn decimated with the singular power of an early spring flyball, sweeping up Mary's far-flung Cheerios with his booted foot until he figures, okay, maybe the broom's not a bad idea. He brews a second pot of coffee to replace the stone-cold dregs of the first, sits down at the computer to figure out an invoice, and there it is, large as life on the AP wire, breaking news across the homepage of the New York Times. He sits for a while, stunned and stupid with it. And when his senses come back to him, he's pretty much sure his mouth's been open the whole damn time. A click and the story opens. Another in the printer whirls to life. Rodney doesn't seem too appreciative when John bounces onto the bed, straddles the lump of him that's completely swaddled in bedclothes. "Hey," John says, poking indiscriminately. He's no idea what part of Rodney he's poking at. Rodney says viciously from beneath the covers, John bounces a little more. "Wake up!" Rodney pulls down the covers that have been over his head and glares. "Hate," he whispers. John grins at him. "Guess what?" Rodney narrows his eyes. "You have a death wish?" "That's not a surprise," John says, deadpan. Rodney scrubs a hand over his face, scratches his fingers through his own hair. "What?" "You have to guess." No, I really don't, because you woke me up when I'm supposed to be asleep, and that means you owe me at least, oh, rough guess, 472 blowjobs in the next 6 months, because waking me up is strictly the job of our children, and even then, it's wrong. I understand the futility of explaining to an almost 4-year-old that no, Daddy is not excited about being up at 5 a.m., but you, on the other hand, are. John snorts and shoves the printout in his face. "It's legal," he says. Rodney splutters and slaps at the paper, grabbing it and kneeing John in the ass for good measure. "You overgrown lump of..." "It's legal," John says again. He bounces. Something creaks, possibly Rodney's hip. Rodney huffs and squints, holds the paper close enough to read it. His face shifts from quantum irritation to confusion to wonder in roughly 15 seconds. "Oh my God." John pulls the paper out of his hands and bends to kiss him. "Hi," he says, when the kiss breaks, and Rodney's delightfully pink. "Oh my God," Rodney says again. "I know," John says, waggling an eyebrow. "We," Rodney said, "are totally getting married." John grins at him. "Which begs the question, why are you clothed out there? Why aren't you..." "That's three questions," John points out. "Getting naked so that we can have married sex?" Rodney asks, voice rising with every syllable. "Get in here!" John tilts his head. "Aw, shucks," he says, ducking his head, feigning modesty. He laughs when Rodney slaps him up the head, laughs as Rodney pinches him off the bed, laughs as Rodney follows, naked, and starts to undress him right there on the bedroom floor. The end. If you've enjoyed the story, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at her live journal, shiafrathodon.livejournal.com. Thanks for listening. Also, congratulations to Iowa, because that's just awesome. And because, you know, I have this song in my brain due to Iowa and all that, I figured I'd sing it as well, so. I've never had a way with women, but the hills of Iowa made me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you, but if the chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our passions other people's concern. And we walk in the world of safe people, and at night we walk into our houses and burn. Iowa, 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 Iowa. How I long to fall just a little bit, to dance out of the lines and straight to the light. But I fear that to fall in love with you is to fall from a great and gruesome height. So I asked a friend about it on a bad day. Her husband had just left her. She sat down on the chair he left behind. She said, was his love? Where did it get me? Whoever thought of love is no friend of mine. Once I had everything, I gave it up for the shoulder of your driveway and the words I've never felt. And so for you, I came this far across the tracks, 10 miles above the limit and with no seatbelt, and I'd do it again. For tonight I went running through the screen doors of discretion, for I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills if I were, and you were not thinking of me. I was.